end of Parshas Toldos, the story that after Rivka told Yitzchak to tell Yaakov that he should go to Padan Aram to marry a daughter from his mishpacha. So it says that after Yaakov did this, Esav followed suit and went and married himself the daughter of Yishmael. So I wanted to bring up two points over here in just the power of influence that different aspects could have on a person. Okay? So first of all, it says that Esav saw that Yitzchak had benched Yaakov, Kiberach Yitzchak Yaakov, and he sent to Padan Aram to take a wife. When he blessed him, he told him not to take a daughter from Canaan. Yaakov listened to his parents, and he went to Padan Aram. And then Esav saw that the daughters of Canaan were bad in the eyes of his father, and he went to Yishmael and took machlas. So the Sipporno says, Kiros benos Canaan ve'ene Yitzchak aviv. He saw that they were bad in the eyes of Yitzchak, his father. He thought that this is because they go against Yitzchak's will. Like it says that they were a bitter spirit to Yitzchak and Rivka, which Rashi says it was based on their Avodah Zarah. The Sipporno over there says that they were like knives and razors to Yitzchak and Rivka. So because of that, halach al Yishmael, he went to Yishmael. And ubazeh hoidia, this made it known, I guess, to the world, that Yitzchak could have been mocha at Esav when he married those Kananios, if Yitzchak would have put his heart to it. Just like now, Rivka awoken him to do for Yaakov, had he done it for Esav, it would have affected him also, because you see that it affected him now. So I just thought it was very interesting that it can't be that Esav didn't know that his wives were not exactly keneged, his wives weren't keneged Yitzchak and Rivka before today. First of all, Yitzchak never even told him that they were bad. He just by mentioning that he shouldn't go to, mentioning to Yaakov he shouldn't go there, that made Esav start to think. So he obviously knew that they weren't following the path of Yitzchak and Rivka. They were doing Avodah Zarah. Whatever they were doing wasn't too good. So what happened over here that he's like, oh my gosh, he doesn't like it. I'm going to go switch my life and go marry some other people. So it sounds from here, what I think is the lesson is the idea that sometimes things have to be spoken out. The most obvious thing in the world has to be spoken out, and that can make a difference. I always remember that my father said that there was some friend that he had in Los Angeles that was a wealthy person, and he wasn't giving them any money. And my mother said to him, why don't you ask him? He's like, why should I ask him? He knows that I need money. He knows my situation. If he wants to give, he'll give. You have to ask. And he asked, and he gave, and he ended up supporting them very much. And this idea that sometimes, I don't know if everyone needs this situation, but a lot of people are awakened, or whatever the trigger is, if it's spoken out, if something is said, even the most obvious thing, it could cause a person to react differently and to say it. So that's why I think that even though this was just said to Yaakov, but the fact that he heard that Yaakov told that, and he thinks to himself, oh, they're bad. I'm going to go marry myself a different thing. So that's one lesson over here that we see. Another thing is that it says, when it says that Yaakov listened to his father and his mother, and he went to Padan Aram, so Rashi over there says, this is attached to the matter before, that Esav was watching this whole picture, and he saw that Yitzchak benched Yaakov. He sent it to Padan Aram. And the fact that Yaakov listened and went to Padan Aram. And that these girls were bad in the eyes of Yitzchak and Rivka. So he went to Yishmael. So I just thought it was very interesting that it sounds like Esav was influenced by this situation to go and marry a girl from Yitzchak's family, from Benos Yishmael. What influenced him? So it's a whole chain of events. Is the fact that he saw that his father benched Yaakov, and that he told him to go to Padan Aram, and that Yaakov listened and went, and that they were bad. So just this idea that I can understand the stuff from his father influenced him, but the fact that Yaakov listened, here is somebody who he hates, he wants to kill, he's ready to kill, but Yaakov did it also, I want to do it also. That the idea that when someone else does something, even if he's a person who's an enemy or someone in a whatever situation, when you see people do something, a good thing, something that's appropriate, it has a major effect that could cause somebody else to do something, even the person who's his enemy or whatever it is. And that's just a lesson for someone in yeshiva, whatever. If a person, when we act properly, when we do the right thing, it influences other people, even people who we don't know, he knew him, but he's someone who doesn't like him, someone who doesn't want to follow him, someone who has no interest in him. The fact is that when someone sees us doing things, the right thing, it causes them to be influenced to do it as well. Okay? Shkoyach.